Shall we pray? Our blessed eternal Father, we want to bless and honor you this evening for bringing us to your house after the activities of the day. Lord, thank you for your grace upon us. Thank you for the blessings you give us in the services on Sunday. We are grateful to you. We bless you. Thank you for your sustaining graces. Then, we also appreciate you, Lord, for your intervention when the enemy came like a flood, Lord, to implicate our brother, Brother Goke. And thank you for your intervention and how everything has gone and you have saved our brother from those embarrassments. We are grateful to you. Thank you also for our pastor's house that the enemy broke into. Lord, we thank you because you know all things. You could have prevented it, but you have reasons for allowing certain things to happen. Father, we are grateful to you because you raise a standard against them. We know, Heavenly Father, those ones, they can no go scot-free. Lord, because even if human beings, Lord, do not take those things to heart, it is a violation of your word. Lord, except those ones are able to retract their ways and make their ways right with you and to be delivered from the spirit and be saved, Lord, they will face the judgment. Whether they continue with it or not, we just ask, oh God, that you continue to be our shield, our buckler, our homes, our properties, everything you have given us. May you continue to watch over them and protect us both day and night in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us to your house. Thank you for the worship. Lord, we are prepared to fellowship around your word. And Lord, after which we'll be going into prayers, we ask that you will minister to our needs. Lord, the short time that we have, we pray that you let him be, make meanings to us, few things that will be said, that our faith will be inspired, and that we'll be able to pray with faith in our heart, with confidence in our heart, that we are praying to the living God who has promised to answer our prayers. Let nothing hinder our fellowship with you this evening, whether in hearing your word or in communicating with you in prayers. Let it be with our pastor, Heavenly Father, in his journeys. Oh God, we believe by now must have arrived in Lagos safely. The one before him tomorrow, may you take control as you promise to preserve our going and our coming. Blessed be thy name, Father. At the end of the service this evening, we ask that you give us your blessings and that the glory and honor will be yours, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We remember those still on their ways, that you bring them here safely. Every need that is represented here, you are more than able to meet them, because your fountain is inexhaustible. Give us faith in our heart. Let your grace, Lord, appear unto us. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Praise be to God. I want to appreciate the Lord for bringing us to his house this evening again. Let's go straight to reading of the scripture. We're going to read Revelation chapter 3. Revelation chapter 3. I will read just the last two verses there. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches. May the Lord bless the reading and the hearing of his word to our hearts. Can people be seated? Once again, though I know Pastor read my appreciation, just before I arrived, I want to use this privilege again to appreciate everyone. May the Lord reward you abundantly for your prayers for me, your calls, your words of encouragement, your gifts to my family in my absence, and
all good things that you have done. The prophet said, we cannot hold God anything, and he will pay with a lot of interest. So the Lord will surely reward every one of you. God bless you. This evening, we want to look at this sermon the prophet preached titled, How Can I Overcome? That is what we want to look at for some time. Now, we'll be looking at this whenever it's my opportunity. And as the Lord will give us the grace, praise be to God. So the prophet preached this sermon, How Can I Overcome? But this evening, knowing fully aware that we just have a little time, we might not be able to dance acrobatic. And then, so I will just pick a little part and then emphasize, if the time will permit us, to emphasize an important part of it. Praise be to God. All right. The prophet, in preaching this sermon, highlighted a number of things. Now, when we talk about how can I overcome, this brings to our understanding that there is a warfare. It gives us an understanding when you say, how can I overcome? The word overcome suggests to us that there is a war. There is a conflict. And to understand this, the prophet preached a series of sermons that are actually emphasizing there is a conflict. And this conflict is a conflict between God and Satan. That's even the first. That's one of the sermons. Conflict between God and Satan. Then there's another one. The context. The contest. And then there's another one. The greatest battle ever fought. Praise be to God. And there are other similar sermons, but let's these three. The understanding of overcome. I mean, we have the understanding of a battle when we hear the word overcome. And this conflict, the prophet told us, is not between you and God. It's not between you and the devil directly. It's actually between God and Satan. The reason the battle now becomes yours is because you declare your allegiance to God. It's because of our standing with God's principle. And that is why we become the enemy of the devil. And then he turns his weapons against us. The prophet made us to know that the battle, sin did not originate here on the earth. Sin originated in heaven. And that was the devil who began to have a desire to be like God, contrary to the way God says we should be like him. It is by repenting of our sins, by baptizing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, being sanctified and being filled with the Holy Spirit, which processes can be completed once. And this might not complete depending on the attitude of the individual. It might take years for that to be accomplished, which the prophet told us that is not God's fault. And now, this devil organized a coup against God. So it is by this process of repenting, baptizing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of our sins, in order to be filled with the Holy Spirit, that we become like God. But the devil wanted to take another route by fighting against God and then defeating God seemingly. And then he takes over to be able to rule the way God rules. To have dominion, to receive worship, to do everything. Praise be to God.
Now, God was aware of his tricks. God was aware of his plans. God was aware of his, you know, proposition. As he was discussing with the rest of the angels, God wasn't moved. He did not disturb God because God knew that he created the devil to do that. So everything that the devil did with the angels, I was able to convince 2/3 of the angels, as the prophet told us, was not, did not meet God unawares. They were not things that the devil was doing behind the knowledge of God. There were things God had put in place that the devil was going to do. Are you following that? Because being infinite, he knew the devil would do that. And that was why he represented himself among the angel as Angel Michael. Knowing fully well that the devil was coming. So at that same realm, he could come back with the devil and defeat him. And so, when that happened, Michael came up with his angels and defeated the devil and threw the devil and his angels down to the earth. And when that happened, it was said by the Lord that woe to the inhabitants of the earth, for the devil has come unto them. And the prophet said, from that moment, the battles of angels then became the battles of men. He has been going about, and that is what he began to do in the Garden of Eden, that he came and defeated Eve, and all that happened. Praise be to God. But one thing that is very, very important that we need to, that I want to call our attention to this evening, is the fact that the devil, the prophet told us that one of the ways, now the prophet made us to know that, and you must come to victory because you are expected to overcome, and you must come to victory. And how are you going to come to victory? Now listen very well. Let me read from the greatest battle ever fought. This great first battle that was ever fought began in heaven. When Michael and his angels fought against Lucifer and his angels, he first started. The first battle was in heaven. So sin did not originate on earth. It originated in heaven. And then, sorry, because of time, I may not be able to tell you, no, I'm not be able to wait for you, rather. I read paragraph 62. I'm continuing with 63. The greatest battle ever fought. And then it was thrown down from heaven, cast out of heaven to the earth, and fell on human beings. Then the battle from angels became human battles. And Satan came to destroy God's creation, which God had created to be for himself. He had Satan come to destroy this. That is what his purpose was. And that is why what 1 John tells us, chapter 3, verse 18 or verse 8, says, For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested to do what? To destroy the works of the devil. Now, what the devil has come to do is to destroy God's work. The Bible says he has come, the thief come not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. The devil has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. That is his purpose. He has nothing good thing whatsoever to offer. Not one single thing. If he has 100 things, there is not one of those 100, one over 100 that is good. Everyone is evil. But do you know what he does? He paints those things that are 100 as if they were good. And it deceives human beings to believe that they are good. Alright? That is what his purpose was to destroy it. Then the battle begin here on earth. And begin in us. And has been raging ever since. Now, before any battle can be put in array, they first have to choose a meeting ground or a place where the battle is to be fought. A selected place. Who knows where that place is? If you know it, can you say it? The human mind. The human's mind. That's the neutral ground. That is where the battle goes from. And it's not a physical battle.
You can see a human being going and you see a lot of things going on in the mind of the person. And the battle is between right and wrong. This is right, this is wrong. You will be reminded of what is right. The devil will come and tell you that no, it's not that thing you think is right is not right. He'll come and present it to you in another way. Use reasoning. And the person will be battling with that. Until finally, he will surrender to one. And the one that such a person surrenders to is the one that rules the life of that person. Now, before any battle, yeah, that's all right. Now we know this is the mind. That's the battleground. Now the prophet told us that in the sermon, I think in Mans Filter, I'm reading paragraph 121. When you come in this world, you were born in sin. You didn't even come with a fighting chance. You were born in sin, shaping iniquity. You came to this world speaking lies. As it was emphasized in the morning service on Sunday, lying spirit. Within your own spirit, the desire of sin, a lover of sin, because you were born in sin, you didn't have a chance. And from how can I overcome paragraph 92? See, as I said at the beginning, you are born defeated. And that back can never bring you to life because you were born defeated. And you are in a defeated war among defeated people, among defeated creeds, defeated denominations. You've got to come to victory some way. So you must come to victory somehow. And how is it to come to victory? Is to be able to take decision for the right. And that's why the prophet told us that we have free moral agency. He placed us upon free moral agency. In fact, somewhere the prophet even said that he placed the angels upon free moral agency too. In one of the CODs. I'll get it out. Now, here, this is where the battle begins now. Reading from hearing, recognizing, and acting on the word of God. Hearing, recognizing, and acting on the word of God. Reading from paragraph 12. In the Garden of Eden, sin was so beautiful until it attracted Eve from righteousness. Sin was so beautiful until that sin attracted Eve from righteousness to choose evil. Because of the way the devil presented the evil. The way the devil presented sin. Right from the beginning, you will wonder if the first woman that was ever formed, the first woman on the face of the earth, and the devil presented, proposed to her, and she fell. The first woman. When I just think about that, and then you now understand the reason why God did not create her like he did it. All right? Until it attracted Eve from righteousness to sin. And in the same garden where there was a tree of life, there was also a tree of death. So we will know it today as the law of contrasts. That where there is good, there is evil. Where there is right, there is wrong. And we will never, no matter what our environment may be, ever be able to shake ourselves from the presence of either. Go and lock, give back to your child. The day you give back to him, go and lock him up in a particular room. Let it be that you read the Bible to him or her. Until he hits the age of 12. Nature, the Adamic nature in the baby will manifest. It will because the child is born with that nature. It's not the environment. No matter the environment, that's what the prophet is saying here. No matter what our environment is, you can't shake yourself away from right and wrong. Both of them will be present. And since we know that the battleground is the mind. I was to come out, from the gate yesterday. Somebody was well, I don't know, maybe I was waiting to carry my wife to work. So that was our neighbor very close to opposite your house. Yes, that lady with that small baby. We're very close to Sister Briar John's house. The boy, maybe about 2 years old, Abby, struggling with the mother. The mother will say, let's go this way. The boy will say, no, he's here. A two-year-old boy. I was looking at it. What is that? Free moral agency. The boy is exactly, whether he's a, if he's going to be a girl, it will be the same thing. It's not because he's a boy. The boy is exercising his will. Their free moral agency is willpower to do what you want. It's willpower to do what you want. And that is what the devil uses in every human being that have not, that has not surrendered to God. Is that willpower? To everyone that has not surrendered to God, that is what the devil uses. Willpower. I came here, this is my choice. I wore black tie on this, with black trousers, with brown shoes. It was a choice that I made. It's not God that made that choice for me. That free moral agency. What I heard this afternoon may not have been my choice, but I agree with it. Okay? I agree with it. Because of time. Every one of you here, the clothes you are wearing, nobody dictated it to you except the little boys. Sometimes the boys will kick out, I'm not wearing this one. But because they don't have a choice, they have to wear it. But when we surrender our lives to God, He influences our willpower. Influences, He is able to influence that. That is when we are led. That is when the word of God becomes very, it becomes the Lord over our lives. Okay? He said, no matter what our environment might be, we will never be able to shake ourselves from the presence of either. Because wherever you are, you will always have good and bad. That's what Brother Paul said, as the prophet made it, quoted it here. He said, because Paul said, when I will do good, then evil is present. You see? The sinner will never be able to shake away from the Christian, then the Christian from the sinner. We will relate together. And you know, in the Bible, it's even said that we are not asking you to separate yourself from the people around you. Because that means you will have to leave this present world and go and live elsewhere. But there's no other place for us to live. We have to relate. If whatever your profession is, you still have to relate with both Christians and non-Christians. And non-Christians have their negative influences that they can place upon you. Depending on who you are. You see? The sinner will never be able to shake away from the Christian and the Christian from the sinner. There will be a witness there of right and a testimony of wrong always. And you make your choice. You make your choice. You have to take one side or the other. Now, Satan, I'm reading from Revelation chapter 5, part 2. Reading paragraph 37. Now Satan will constantly punch at you until you are finished here on her. That's a battle. He will constantly punch at you until you are finished here on her. Just remember that. What is that telling you? It's a conflict. It's a battle all the time. And the prophet made us to know there are a series of battles in a war. It is possible to lose a battle. But to the ordained, to the predestined, you cannot lose the war. Because the war has already been fought, victory has been won already. And that's why the prophet said, we are fighting from victory. Victory is already won. He had defeated the enemy on the cross. But there are battles along the line. When you face this battle, you overcome, another battle is coming. Look at David. He faced a bear. That was a battle. After finishing the bear, what happened to him? God raised the power higher. After raising the power higher, he finished the lion. After finishing the lion, God raised the power higher. He faced Goliath. Battles. battles. That is how life is. We are here to fight. And who is our enemy? The devil. Not your brother. He might misbehave. He might not act right. He might not think right. He might not respond right. He might do things that you feel offended. But that person is not your enemy. Don't let the devil deceive you. Because one area the devil will couch you is to let you know that that person is your enemy. Of course, what you have to understand is that the devil uses human beings. Just like God also uses human beings. But our dealing, that's why it's not your brother, it's not your sister, it's not even your neighbor that's your enemy. For instance, maybe you are suffering, delaying your promotion in your office. Just for an instance. Or you are pressing for something and advancing your office or whatever, wherever. Maybe your business, you have applied for this, you are this, and you know that there's a particular person in charge that is not forwarding what you are supposed to. And you say, this person is my enemy. Oh God. Let this thing happen to him. Let this thing happen to her. You are praying amiss. You are praying wrongly. You don't know how to fight the battle of life. Because the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And every imagination that tries to exalt itself against the knowledge of God. Now is to identify, okay, this is what is happening here. Oh God, the power, the forces, the spirit working in this person. That's what you will do in prayer. And when you do that, come and see response. A greater power will take over that person that will make him to carry your fire from here to this place. He will walk upon them, walk upon them, walk upon them. Let me give you an example. When I was running my PhD in UI, I knew a number of things. I knew a number of things. I said, but this is me that I believe that God has time for everything. The enemy can delay, but he cannot stop. You get it? So I knew people who were sadists. I knew them. And one of my junior colleagues one day called me when my abstract was approved. Because once your abstract is approved, you are done. So he called me and he said, he said, we have been looking at you. He said, we pray for the kind of patience that you have. Is that because we know what they are doing to you here? I said, I know it. I said, but because in the midst of that, I will still go and greet them. We will talk, we will laugh, we will do things. But in prayer, I take the matter to God. You get it? So, today we are colleagues. Those who are doing that, we are colleagues. If they write Dr. in their name, they write Dr. in my name. That's what I mean by we are colleagues. There is none of them that can refer to me now. They will have to put my title there. It's compulsory. In fact, if he makes me, they will say sorry. You will repeat it. Dr. Amao, am I correct? Is she there? Am I correct? If they make mistake, they will have to repeat it. Am I correct, Aaron? What am I saying? Is the fellow human being is not your enemy. But the devil will want you to see that person as your enemy. It is the spirit that is operating that person. That's what you deal with. Remember, what's the name of this king? That is in Ezekiel chapter 28. When the Lord was talking about the devil. What's the name of this king? That the prophet said it was the spirit that was working in that king that the prophet was talking about. That is where the devil says was talking about the devil that was working in that man. Sorry, let me get that scripture out. The scripture is eluding me. Is it 21 or what? Okay. Is it Tyros or whatever? It's Tyros. Yeah. Now listen, let me just read this. The word of the Lord that came again unto me, saying, Son of man, say unto the prince of Tyros, thus said the Lord, because thy heart is lifted up, and thou hast said, I am a God, and sit in the seat of God, in the midst of the seas, yet thou art a man and not God. Though thou set thy heart as the heart of God, behold, thou art wiser than Daniel. Okay? Well, it is him, but I think there's a place I'm trying to look at. Can somebody remind me of talking about the devil? Is it chapter 12? Okay, that same chapter. Verse 12. All right. He says, he now says, yeah, son of man, take up a lamentation. Yeah. Upon the king of Tyros, that's it, and say unto him, thus said the Lord God, thou sealed up the sum, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Thou hast been in Eden. Who was he referring to physically here? No. He was talking about the king. Look at that verse 13, verse 12. He said, son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyros. Eh? And say unto him, thus saith the Lord God, thou sealer of the sum, full of wisdom and perverting beauty, thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. The prophet said, physically, he looked as if it was King Tyros he was talking about. He said, but it was the devil in that man. It was the devil in this Tyros, the king. That devil operating in him is what the word of God was addressing. In the sermon, the God of this evil age. I am reading this so that you will know that your brother, your sister, your neighbor, whosoever, is not your enemy. Because the devil will want you to know that that person is your enemy. And I'd like to say this before we close. The prophet said, to overcome the devil, you have to recognize him in every one of his tricks. Let me just read that here. In every one of his tricks. So if you don't recognize him in every one of his tricks, then you are going to run into problem. Because he is so smart. All right. Sorry. I'm picking it one by one. I have a series of it here. All right. Paragraph 105 of How Can I Overcome? Let me just read that. All right?
The prophet said, overcome means to recognize the devil in every one of his tricks.
Lot of people say there is no devil. It is just a thought. Don't you believe that? There is a real devil. He's just as real as you are. Anybody or anybody else, a real devil.
Let's read on. A real devil. And you must recognize him real. You must know he's a devil. Then the same time that you recognize him and know that he's a devil and he's against you. He's your enemy. Then to overcome, you must recognize that the God that is in you is greater and mightier than he. That the one that is in you has already overcome him.
Praise be to God.
The enemy is raging, is fighting. And that is why we must redeem the time. That is why we must not take things for granted. The way he tries to deceive the first human being is still the way he does it today. The prophet said he doesn't change it. Is to propose to you, and all he wants to do, the prophet says something. The prophet said the devil is not against you as a person. The prophet said he's against the world, which is God. So that is why every effort of the devil is to make you to break God's word. And that is why in NYSC now, their order now is they must wear trousers. Even when they have tried to escape from a campground, when they are doing their, where they are posted for primary assignment, some of them are still dogmatic until we see them before we allow them to sign. They must see them in trousers. For you to know that, now, why is the emphasis on wearing trousers? Why the emphasis? Why will you not allow the person to wear trousers? I mean, to wear skirts and just come and sign. That demon will be upon them. It's because it's the devil working in them to make you to break God's word. That's just an example of it. It's that word that the devil is against. And everything he does, the way it proposes to you, the way it comes to you in your mind, the way it comes to you in a dream, which we are going to look at later. Everywhere, every approach he uses is one target to make you to break God's word. And because he knows that once you break this word, forget it. He knows that he has caught you when you break that word. He knows that by that he has access into your life.
May the Lord be our help. Let's bow down our eyes and pray. Let's talk to God.
And who is qualified to fight in this battle?
The prophet said, being born again, we are enlisted in the army of God. Thank you, bro. He said, once God fills you with the Holy Spirit, he said he enlists you in his army. Then you become a battle axe in his hand. A battle axe. So you can be a weapon of war in his hand. He can use you to pull down the kingdom of the devil, to cast down, to destroy, to frustrate Satan's activities, to cast out the devils, to cast out that spirit. That devil, he operates in deception. Is there any area where you know the devil has been following you, defeating you? Remember, how you will know you are overcoming is to see that word. Look at that word. What you are doing with that word. If the devil has succeeded in making you to break that word, then you are defeated. And you need God to help you so that you will no longer suffer defeat from the enemy. The purpose of God giving us his word is to defeat the enemy. It's not for the enemy to defeat us, not for the enemy to overcome us. We are here in the house of the Lord to receive power by faith. To receive power by the Spirit of God. To be able to combat this enemy. Even while we are here in the church, the battle is raging. Yes. The house of God is a spiritual clinic where we search our lives to see whether we are pleasing God. And the way we please him is by his word. Is by his word. The enemy, he doesn't lie with nobody. But he will come as a friend. But it's your enemy, stark enemy. But he will come like a friend. Will laugh with you. To play with you, but he has that guy in his hand to stab you on the back. Yes, that's him. So you don't spare. The prophet say, destroy your enemy before your enemy destroys you. That's what we are here to do, is to destroy that enemy. With what? With the power of the Spirit, by the word of God.
The warfare is raging. It's for the true and for the right.
In the warfare that is raging for the truth and for the right, when the conflict fears is raging with the powers of the night, God needs workers brave and true. May it then depend on you. See, they come on sable pinions, come in strong satanic might. Powers come and dark dominions from the regions of the night. God requires the brave and true. May it then depend on you. From his throne, the Father sees us as we are this evening. He sees us. Angels, help us to prevail. And our leader true is Jesus. He has overcome for us and he has given us the victory. And we shall not, cannot fail. Triumph crowns the brave and true. May the Lord depend on you. May the Lord depend on you. But the Lord depend on you, it depend on me. Loyalty is what is due. Say, O Spirit, brave and true, that he may depend on you. Are you in the army of the Lord? Are you fighting the battle for righteousness against evil? Are you? Are you compromising the standard of God? In your area where you are you a true witness of the truth, of the right? Do you stand forth for that which is right? Or do you just allow things to pass? And where you are there, remember, wherever you are, as a son of God, as a daughter of God, you are there to shine forth the light. If you have not been doing that, remember, you are coward, you are not brave. You should be able to come brave. Brave and true. We'll talk to God. God, help me strengthen my heart. Strengthen my heart, strengthen me inwardly. Strengthen my inward man. To be able to withstand Satan in all his tricks, in all his propositions. Many people are under his cage. Many people are under his control. But they don't know. Many things that they are free. There are so many things that the devil does that people are not aware of. There are so many people, many things that people have swallowed. There are many things that people are believing. Personal opinion, ideas and views. That amongst the worshipping of the devil. And that is why the truth of the hour has been revealed to us. The devil has been exposed to us. So that we can know him. And the saying is that when God has shown you your enemy, then he can no longer destroy you. And when you know this is your enemy, the devil, then all you have to do is to make sure that you get equipped. You get empowered to face him. Because you are not going to escape his punching. Like the prophet said, he will keep punching. And when he punches, you punch him back. When he gives you one, you give him three. And that is somebody that is ready for the battle. May the Lord be our help. If you need the help of prayer this evening, based on this that we have spoken, you want God to strengthen you. Maybe you are weak in prayer. Maybe you've been compromising. You have not been standing forth for the truth. You know that you should, but somehow you don't have the courage. You just need God's help. You say, God, help me. I've been a failure. I've not been standing up to the task. Just help me, Lord. Help me not to be a compromiser. Equip me, Lord. Equip me. Empower me. Strengthen my heart. Enroll me in your army.
So that will be a weapon of one in your hand to destroy the works of the enemy. Because Jesus says, for this cause the Son of Man was manifested, I might destroy the works of the devil. And if that spirit lives in you, lives in me, it is to destroy that works wherever we find it. While I will ask the associate to pray for us, you can have your hands up. While you have your desire in your heart, that the Lord will grant it.
All righteous eternal Father, we are grateful unto you for your word that has come to us this evening. Lord Jesus, we are made to know, Lord, that it's this word that you use to create heaven and earth. And much has been spoken this evening, even than what is written in Genesis chapter 1, with which you created heaven and earth, and the things that are there into a human being. Dear Father, Lord, we know, O God, because we believe your word, it materialized, O Father. And if we believe this same word that has been spoken unto us, O God, your prophet said there is power in it, Lord, to create for itself the substance of what it is spoken about. We look up unto you, O Father, that this word will penetrate to every heart, O God. Lord, and your word is light, and light and darkness cannot stay together. Everywhere light enters, it dispels darkness. May your word enter into every soul tonight, Lord. May it dispel every darkness. May it dispel every doubt. May it scatter all unbelief, Father. Lord, where there are defeat, may you give victory, O God. We pray, dear Father, O God, that this word will anchor in every heart, O God. It will form our meditation. Lord, we give unto us a positive expectation. Lord, I will never succumb to, Lord, the threatening of the enemy, O God. Lord, just as we have had, we are fighting from victory. We are not fighting for victory. You have fought this battle, you are warning for us. All that we are expected to do is to believe your word, Lord. May you give everyone the grace, dear Father. Your children that have their answer, O God, with those at the altar, you know the request in every heart, O God. Dear Master Jesus, before, O God, they made this request, you already have the answers provided, O God. The grace to accept the answers tonight, give to everyone, dear Father. We just pray, dear God of heaven, that every request will turn to testimony to the glory and the honor of your name. Let it be, eternal Father. The vessel you have used to speak to us, may you quicken him back, O Father. Refill him, dear Jehovah God. Lift all the honor of his ministry. Grant all his desires also. Thank you, King of glory. As we go further into prayers, may your anointing come upon every one of us. May we pray with assurance, Lord. May we pray with expectations in our hearts. Lord, may we never be defeated, O God. As we put in this check by faith, O God, may we reap the dividends from it, Lord. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen.
Well, he promised he will. And he's faithful. Let's sing from 411. Before I hand over to the associate. 411. The warfare that is raging. In the warfare that is raging for the truth and for the right, when the conflict fierce is raging with the powers of the God requires preventive. May they depend on you. May the Lord be the Lord. May the Lord depend on you. Loyalty is but is due. Oh, say, oh, Spirit, brave and true. depend on you. Si d'accord, on sait vous panions, coming strong, c'est animal. Power's come, and I dominion from the regions of the night. Oh, God requests the brave and true. May them depend on you. Oh, may the Lord, may the Lord. Depend on you, loyalty, loyalty is what is due. Oh, say, oh, spirit, brave and true, that he may depend on you from the strong, the fire. Jesus, oh, angels help us to prevail, and only the truth is Jesus, and we shall not care, not fear, we cannot fear, triumph crowns the brave.
Gracious eternal Father, we thank you very much for the opportunity that we have as mortals to come to your presence. We thank you, Lord, for the worship service. We thank you for the preaching aspect of this service. Though the time is short, but your word that we have heard is enough to solve every problem. It's enough to move all mountains. Lord, it's enough, oh God, to fill with your spirit. It's enough to heal all sicknesses. We pray, Lord, that it will mix with faith in the heart of all the hearers, that we accomplish his purpose in our lives to the glory and the honor of your name. Thank you for the privilege that we have to speak to you. Lord, steer us mortals to present our requests before you with thanksgiving. Lord, you know, God of heaven, the things that we have spoken to you from the bottom of our heart. And Lord, you have told us in your word that when we ask, we shall receive. And when we seek, we shall find. And when we knock, it shall be opened unto us. We are in expectation because we have obeyed your instruction. And Lord, we know, O God, that you are also not a failure. You keep all your promises. Lord Jesus, we ask that you give everyone expectation in our heart. Lord, to watch out for the answers because surely they will have to come. Defeat doubt in every heart. Defeat every unbelief, dear Father. Give us faith that have air on the chest that takes no for an answer. Grant it, King of Glory. May we return back with testimonies of all our requests to the glory of your name. Thank you, dear Father. The vessel you have used tonight, we ask once again that you replenish him and Lord, recall him for the virtue that has gone out of him. Lift all the honor of his ministry to the glory of your name. We thank you for our pastor who has traveled to Lagos today and Lord is presently in service with your people in Oworosoki Church. We pray that you make him a blessing there, Lord, and watch over him through the night, preparing for the journey ahead of him tomorrow. Take him, O God, to Abidjan safely. Lord, the time we spend there may be wonderful, Heavenly Father. Lord, the time we preach, O God, your word, may you stand by him, Heavenly Father. Give him strength physically, strength spiritually. Give him unction, O Father, that might speak as an oracle. May what meet the needs of the hour, Father, may defeat every plans of the enemy. May he come back with abundance of testimony. Grant it, Heavenly Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. Lord Jesus, we thank you, O God, for, Lord, all that took place on Sunday. We are grateful unto you for defeating the counsel of the devil. We just pray that your grace and your mercy will continue to abide with us, continue to keep us at the center of your way. Thank you, King of Glory. Blessed be your wonderful name. Lord, on Friday, we are to gather, O God, for Lord's Supper. We pray that you will help us to come, Lord, and bless us when we come, O Father. Those, O God, who for now, O God, have not experienced the Holy Ghost baptism, between now and that time, do something in their life, Father. May they have enough courage by the magnitude of what we accomplish in their life to be able to walk forward in testimony, Lord, and partake of it, Father. Thank you, Eternal Father. Some will dismiss to go back to our homes. May you take us safely. Protect us from the highway and the byway, Father. May we enjoy the night peacefully, Lord. The rest of the week, may your blessings be our portion. Thank you, King of Glory. Blessed be your wonderful name for hearing and for granting our petition. Because we have asked these things with faith and thanksgiving in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Praise be to God. The pastor sent greetings to the church. We spoke when he arrived Lagos around 3:30 or so. And in service with them in Oworo now, they have not closed. And all things being equal, tomorrow morning will be taking off for Abidjan. Request our prayers. And Brother T. Asha sent greetings to the church. And Sister Simeon also sent greetings to the church. God bless you richly. As we have heard both in the request and the prayer, on Friday is the last Friday of the month. We are to gather by 5 o'clock for communion service, which is the breaking of bread. The Lord bless you. Shall we rise? Oh, Lord, the God, they are the works of men, and you are the only one. Oh, there is none like, hallelujah. Oh Lord, the God, they are the works of men. Oh, you are the only one. Oh, there is none. Oh Lord, the God, they are the works of men. You are the only one. There is not Jehovah, you are the most high. Oh, you are the Jehovah Nissi, you are the most high. Jehovah. Jehovah Nissi, you are the most high. Jehovah Sikenu, oh yes, you are the, oh Jehovah Shammah, you are the most high. Oh, you are the most high. Jehovah Shalom, you are the most high. Of men, you are the only one.
Thank you.